Okay, good evening, everyone. Can I have the roll call, please?
Hart, Kapler.
Here.
Ormsby.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay, we had minutes from the last meeting.
Chairman, I move you approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Meetings are, or the minutes are approved. So again, good evening, welcome. There's a whopping three people out there tonight. Thank you for coming. I don't know where you'd want to be tonight. We have a short agenda. There's only two items. Well, I guess four, but they're two are related. So on the agenda, but at the appropriate time, I'll recognize the folks in the audience, and you can step up to the podium at my right and your left and provide your input if you would like. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to review matters of zoning and use and such. And with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, we have two rezonings as the first two items, and they're related coming through the agenda tonight. An area here, this is Mill Road, Forest Grove Drive. We've got one proposal of A1 to C3. And the remaining area here is all C7 to C3. Essentially what you have are these lots here, 5, 6, and 7, and then a remnant, a house that was removed, and that is a meets and bounds description for that parcel that are being proposed for rezoning to a C3 district. And essentially you have two cases, 1870, 1872, that we are discussing surrounding zoning is R3 over here in one of the nearby residential additions, acting as a buffer, and then the remainder is R1. Everything around here is A1, C7, or A1. Land use map shows the area is community commercial, so the C3 zoning is appropriate. What the developer is proposing is some retail, office, and then, as permitted in C3, townhouses here over on the west side. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. Any comments or questions from staff since this was prepared? And I have one question, but go ahead, John.
I would just say, given the three different types of, well, four basically types of uses that the developer is contemplating here, the residential component, though be it on a small scale, still isn't allowed in the C6. The retail combination of that and the office, I would call it a regional office rather than a corporate office, and then there'll be a small ancillary car rental that goes along with the regional office. The lowest intensive zoning classification that encompasses all of those things is the C3, so that's why we encouraged to go down to the lowest intensity.
Okay. And one of the questions, and I guess Brent, for you maybe, as I read this and looked at it, thought, okay, we've got a lot going on. There's a lot going out there, mm-hmm. there already.
Correct.
We've got a lot on the drawing board being proposed and contemplated here. And when I get off I-80 and go down Forest Grove, it's a chip and seal, kind of scary little road for a little bit of distance. So can you shed a little light on what the plan is relative to Forest Grove and the timeline on this development, how those might line up or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple of projects scheduled. We have one that is currently has been let. We've got a start date of, I believe, October 27th or August 27th, so basically end of this month. That is going to has a kind of a two separate projects combined into one. It's the remaining commitment for the city's portion of the Betplex site. So that is essentially one full lane on the north side of Forest Grove, across the entire frontage, that is going to serve as turn lanes into the complex. So it's either a right turn in or the taper for a left turn in as you're heading eastbound. So that's at Friendship and Championship Drive.
And that would be built to the future road standard and elevation?
That is not. It's going to be a full-depth asphalt, so it's going to be better than the seal coat. It's a 7-inch asphalt roadway, but it is essentially temporary. The other portion of that project is basically an entirely another additional lane on the west side of Middle from about the center of the future Quickstar that's been looked at there down to Middle. So that'll be a right turn lane into the complex on Competition Drive, a left turn into the complex as you're heading north, and then also a left turn at Middle and Forest Grove as you're heading north on Middle. So a left turn as you're heading west on Forest Grove.
And that'll be CI construction process of progress this?
Yes, it's a quick turnaround. With it all being asphalt, it's only a 60-day project.
Wow, okay.
And then we are also, as part of that project, we are resurfacing Middle from just north of Forest Grove where we left off last year to the first on-ramp, the on-ramp off-ramp right there.
I think that's great, personally, just because it's welcome to Bettendorf,
yep,
and then you're
absolutely
shake yourself apart on that terrible road. So
yes, unfortunately, Kevin moved too quickly and got that thing open in 9-10 months,
good
and we weren't able to
yeah
to stage this. But yeah, that'll all be done.
Great.
Contracts let. Tri-City has that. The second component, Roy, I think of what you're asking is basically the full reconstruction, continuing what we finished just this year, the concrete 49-foot back-to-back. We have federal funding for that in federal fiscal year 21, so that's October 1st is what theirs is, of 2020 is when that money's available. Realistically, with the way the federal fiscal year, construction probably won't start till spring of 2021, but that's a $8 to $9 million project, and we've got an 80-20 grant for that work. So that will take from where we left off, halfway between International and Friendship, through the intersection at Middle, so the entire intersection will be reconstructed.
Great.
And then obviously we'll have to taper back into the existing roadways, but we haven't defined those limits, so I anticipate that intersection being significantly enlarged as part of that project.
That's great. Yeah, appreciate that. Yep, great, thanks.
Sure.
Questions from anybody else in the commission regarding this matter?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a couple comments, or maybe just one comment. I'm looking at the concept, and I have no problems with the rezoning. I think that's fine. It's just I would ask if we could maybe take a look at that concept and maybe do something. There's going to be a lot of paving put in. We've got a very good opportunity here with the mixed use to maybe do something a little bit more unique. Rather than just straight things lined up and everything, so it would be just nice to see something different in front of the board. That's all.
Good Thank point. You. Yeah, thanks, Paul. Others in the commission. Anyone in the audience with regard to this? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve, and I don't know if you want to take them both at the same time. Case 18-070 and 18072, the rezoning as submitted.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve both cases 18070 and 18072, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18070 and 18072 are approved. Craig?
Mr. Chairman, the next group of cases involve an area where there is a preliminary plat proposal for three different subdivisions. And one of these is also being proposed as a final plat tonight, and that's the third edition of the Woodlands right here. Fourth edition is roughly right here. The fifth edition is a preliminary plat is at that location here. So you have three different pieces that are being proposed. This one also, the zoning on it shall be approved by the time the final plat would be considered by the City Council. You have these three different areas as preliminarily platted. You have a means of entry coming off of Middle Road, making its way through here into the commercial area. Your Pine, I believe it's Pine Creek right here. And then you have Terminus right here at those two cul-de-sacs. You also have a means through here and through here through these two streets to gain access to the lower portion, which is already zoned R2. This is the final plat that you are looking at, an R2 zoned area, and there will be a berm placed up in this area to help separate both parcels here, which is more commercial, from the residential at this location. And this will give you an idea again of the zoning breakdown. This area right here, final plat proposal, this area out here, preliminary plat, and will have to be rezoned prior to any consideration of that final plat going to City Council for either of these two areas. Staff would make a recommendation for approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Staff, any updates since our drafting of this?
Nope.
Okay, thanks. Questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, there are a couple lakes, ponds, I think, shown. Yeah, there and then there.
Yep.
Are they actual ponds? Do we know?
They will be wet ponds. Yes, okay. That is the intention.
Do we have any requirements or whatever that they don't get full of algae and scum up? I mean, I guess I drive out Middle Road and I see that pond that's off to the side there, and it's not a very pretty sight most times. Is there anything that we have that will make sure these things are not going to breed mosquitoes, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't believe there is anything in city code currently.
And whose responsibility would it be to maintain that?
That is the homeowners association who owns those.
Yeah.
And I see the developer here too. Maybe we can ask you a question there, Mr. Windmiller. Is there any plan to put in fountains or aerators or anything to keep the algae down?
Yes, the ponds will look exactly like what we have in Copper Ridge. That's 99% of the time it's algae free. Occasionally during the really hot months when it hasn't rained for a while, we'll get a little bit of algae on it, but it usually clears out after a rain. So we'll have aerators and an air system that bubbles up the water from the bottom of it. It keeps circulating the water and keeps it a consistent temperature from top to bottom, which eliminates all that algae issue.
Okay.
Just as a note, they've put carp in my pond behind my house, and that's helped a lot too. Oh, okay. Algae eating carp.
We'll have some of those
thought,
as well.
So, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
So the ponds, I happen to live very close and look up the hill at these. Are the ponds done and filling any water? It looks like, in fact, there was a guy out there last night at 8:30 digging with a great big end loader. So where are we with the ponds and the completion of those?
The ponds are getting ready to be dug right now. We just got all our permitting from the Corps of Engineers here last month. We're trying to dewater the large pond. It's rather soft, so it's hard to get an excavator out in there. That's what he was doing out there last night, was actually pulling the dirt away from the bank so we can continue to get water out of it. It's just a little touch up. So yeah, that dirt work should be starting here probably next week to really start hogging out all the dirt that isn't filled up both of the ponds.
Okay, thanks. Yep. So staff, do we require the ponds to be and excavating to be completed while we're building, or no?
Yes, generally speaking, we try to go in and get the ponds done as early as possible. We had a wetland issue here that came up unexpectedly, did not expect the response they got from the Corps initially. So they did dig some temporary sediment basins, which were utilized until basically this day, to the point where they're able to actually go and finish shaping the ponds. We've talked with Reed and their contractor as well, NJ Miller, and to my knowledge, Reed, you guys still don't plan to construct this third edition until next year.
Third edition dirt work will start this year.
The dirt work, but the paving.
Paving, piping, all that stuff will happen first thing in the spring.
So by that time, that pond will be done. They're going to do a little bit of storm sewer, But the large center farm pond will be done.
So the drainage and the dirt and mud that's been kind of coming down, is that going to be captured by the ponds then?
Correct.
Yep, and then we have a, because of the issues with the wetland pond, we've held off on making the final storm sewer connections between the two additions because we didn't want to give any of that sediment a direct line to the pond. Right. So it's been bypassing out and around. Yep. So that'll help alleviate that problem as well.
We also plan on doing filters on the inlet pipes when we do connect it on there. That way we can filter out as much of the sediment that is within the water out, get it out before it has a chance to get into the pipe and down to you.
Yep, that'd be great. Appreciate that. Good for everybody, water quality. So were there any modifications then needed on the recommendation for the action, or we're good with the way we are?
I don't believe so. I think we can handle that at staff level with approval of their construction plans.
Okay, great. I'm kind of hogging the egg.
I have one question for staff. When you approach this development from Crow Creek now, driving west, there's a right turn lane and a left turn lane, but there's no signage or indication that you can go straight. Is that changing sometime soon?
Yes, we have, we need to redo the pavement markings at both the westbound on Crow Creek as well as the northbound on Middle to indicate that the left turn can actually be used now.
Sure.
Our pavement marking contractor is doing our citywide contract, so that'll be done the next month, basically.
Okay. Great.
So we held off on it last year because we didn't want to fully
want
open
people,
traffic through there.
Right.
But yes, that will be done.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
Thank you.
Anything else from your side, Reed? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for approval of case 18069, subject to the staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, thanks. We have a motion and a second to approve case 18069, subject to printed staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18069 is approved. Thanks.
Okay, and I'll also move 18066, the final plat for the third edition, approval subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that also.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 18066, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18066 is approved. Thanks. Okay, the last two items we had deferred, which would take us, John, to our commission update.
At the August 7th City Council meeting, they approved the final plat of Cottage Grove First Edition. That was the addition off of Field Psych Road, as you'll recall. Site development plan for Lot 2 of the Springs, that was the development off of Devil's Glen north of Crow Creek Park. You approved a 28-unit apartment complex as part of that site plan. However, even with that approval, you asked the developer to consider a reduction in density, and the developer did respond to that, and it was lessened to a 24-unit apartment
right.
complex.
They're actually bush hogging that as we speak. They were out there tearing it apart today.
Yes, sir.
So.
Oh, really?
Ran into a lady who was very upset that they had destroyed a large number of milkweed butterfly habitat, which we all know is very important around here right now. So. Note to developers, the public would like a notice period to collect milkweeds before they're grubbed out. So, yeah. I told her I would help out tonight and make that a public plea. So,
yeah. They also approved the site development plan at 3900 Elm Street. If you'll recall, that was a building addition for Greystone Plastics, where they're relocating to that site. Also, to update you on the incident that came to light last month at 2211 Kimberly Road, when you looked at that site development plan, I'm working with the Department of Natural Resources, and enforcement and corrective action is being taken on the site, and we won't bring bringing anything forward until all those things are taken care of.
And just as a footnote for my own edification, I went over there a couple times since the meeting just to kind of take the temperature. And I can say from my own perspective, parking is a real challenge. And if that area in the flood way went away, there would be a huge parking problem.
There will be.
Yeah. So.
And perhaps sometime in the future, we should talk about maybe getting a committee together to look at our parking ordinance.
I think that's a great idea.
We can refine that better.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And when I went by there, I saw that the owner slash tenant did have many of the parking spaces reserved for their business.
I did too, yeah.
I mean, so we have a parking ordinance, but yet all, you know, I don't know if there's anything we can do to say, well, you can't take all the spaces for one business.
There's a feud going on between the owner and one of the tenants, and I don't think the city should get into the middle of that.
Yeah. Appreciate the follow-up on that, John. Yeah, there's an opportunity there for sure. All right.
I might just acknowledge the lonely person in the audience here this evening. I'm sure many of you don't know. That's Gary Gibney. He just retired from the city. He served as our building inspector for years.
Oh, great.
He did basically all of the residential building inspections for those years, and you know how many houses you have approved.
And he's the best we've ever had, and it's a mess without him there.
Thank you very much for being
here,
Gary.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Your experience will be missed, I guarantee you.
It already is missed.
Yeah. Hire him back as a consultant, yeah. All right. Thank you again. Appreciate that. Yep. And I think with that, any other comments? Nope. With that, we are adjourned.